All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, excited to be here.
I am too. Today, we are going to be talking about SEO.
Okay.
And specifically, we're going to be talking about Bing and Yahoo traffic.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so our source material today comes from an article from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Okay.
Called How Much Website Traffic Will You See from Bing and Yahoo?
Yeah.
And it was written by Chris Bradley, who is the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
All right.
So just to hook you right off the bat here, you know, everybody thinks about Google when they think about SEO.
Right.
But Bing actually drives a pretty surprising amount of search traffic.
Yeah. How much are we talking?
So a Chatika study found that Bing drives 24% of search traffic.
Wow. That's a lot more than I would have guessed.
Yeah. So that's almost a quarter of all search traffic.
Right.
And, you know, Double Dome was a full-service internet marketing company, and so they offer, you know, web design and e-commerce development and SEO and all that kind of stuff. And so they really know their stuff when it comes to driving traffic.
Yeah, they must see a lot of data about this kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, are you overlooking this potential traffic source by only focusing on Google?
You know, that's a good question to think about, because 24% of, you know, billions of searches daily, that's a lot of people.
That's the kind of people, yeah.
You know, so if you're trying to grow your website or your business, you know, can you really afford to just ignore a quarter of those potential visitors?
Yeah, it's like trying to win a race with one hand tied behind your back. You know, you're limiting your reach.
Yeah, exactly. And the article talks about how, you know, a really smart SEO campaign doesn't just focus on Google, you know?
Right.
It targets all the Bing-powered search engines as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's not just about, you know, copying your Google strategy over to Bing and Yahoo, because they might have different audiences and different algorithms.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you really need to tailor your approach. Like Bing, for example, tends to favor older demographics, and it's often used for searches related to news and finance. So, you know, if your website falls into one of those categories, you could be missing out on a gold mine of traffic by ignoring Bing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's almost like speaking two languages. You know, you need to know how to communicate effectively with each search engine in order to get your message across.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
And, you know, it's kind of like investing too, right? You wouldn't put all of your money into one stock.
Right.
You spread it around to minimize your risk and maximize your returns.
Diversify.
Exactly. Yeah. And the same principle applies to your online presence by optimizing for both Google and Bing. You're basically hedging your bets and casting a wider net.
Yeah. And potentially, you know, skyrocketing your growth.
Exactly.
So yeah, don't underestimate Bing and Yahoo. Yeah, they represent a significant opportunity to reach a wider audience.
Absolutely. And what kind of impact could optimizing for Bing have on your website or your business? You know, could you connect with a whole new demographic? Could you increase your brand awareness? Could you even drive more sales? You know, it's really worth exploring.
Yeah, for sure. And if you want to learn more about how to take advantage of this, Double Dome's website is a great resource for all things online marketing.
Absolutely.
But, you know, maybe even more importantly, think about your own digital strategies.
Yeah.
You know, how can you expand them? How can you reach more people? Maybe that audience you're looking for is just a Bing search away.
Yeah. Good advice.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next time.